Blog Talk Radio.
I believe a lot of things that have turned people away from a lot of prophecy or believing a lot of things is because from seeing it myself with my own eyes and being in the presence of it, a lot of prophets now, they come into our churches and they prophesy all this about money, and they don't. They prophesy that if you give this, God is going to give you that. And sometimes that's like a turn off for people, because I've heard people say, you know, if they have a certain amount of money, God is not going to bless them. So, I mean, what kind of prophet is that?
You know, you opened up a can of worms here. That's what I call, and I'm going to discuss that on the Wisdom Seminar one day. I'm calling that the manipulation of the gospel. Okay. Let's discuss that. That's a whole discussion. Amen. Let's get that another day. We'll talk about the manipulation of the gospel. We use it for their own thing, Lord. Do what they want to do. Amen. We have people who use the word of God and use God's prophecy to do that type of thing. They are not prospering. Amen. All right. Thank you. My time is up on that. I want to have a few praise reports. Got several assistants on the line. Amen. I want to ask my mother, do you feel like it today, mother, getting a few praise reports? So the line is open to you, Mother Johnson.
God bless you. God bless you and everyone on the prayer line. I'm just so happy and glad to be a part of the prayer line again this morning. Woke me up, Lord woke me up early, about 5:45. And I'm just thanking God because I'm able and well to get up and walk to a little bit around the house. And it's my strength. And I'm so happy, glad to be here. Glad for you. And I'm wide awake this morning, listening at the discussion on the Wisdom Seminar. I just said, oh my God, this is a wonderful thing. But I'm here to get the praise reports. I'm just praising the Lord because the Lord is blessing me. My praise report, I want to thank God for all of the people that came to my home on the day Sunday afternoon. Mother Johnson didn't fix no food, but I opened my doors that they might come and be fellowship with me in my home. But my daughter and the sister in the Tyler and sister Betty, first lady Betty Johnson, and sister another lady, Viola Hunt. And I tell you, and I'm just so proud of all those women that did come and bring the food in. I'm just glad. I appreciate it. Thank God and ask you to pray that God bless them all. Now the prayer, praise reports. Time for praise reports, and it's open now for you. If you have a praise report, we all have a praise report. God bless you. I had a good night's rest last night. Pray for Mother Johnson. God get the glory. We have a praise report.
4 or 5, amen.
4 or 5 praise reports.
Jump in there. We don't have a lot of time.
Bless you. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Stern and Ambassador. I'm calling. Amen. I'm so excited still. Amen. So much happened. Amen. I honor Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty, and you, Mother Johnson, and all of the great men and women that are on the prayer line this morning. Amen. I feel my strength a little bit better this morning. I tell you, that plane trip wore me out, but I thank God it wore me out, but it didn't tear me out. I thank God for the convention. I haven't had a chance to express myself since it's been on, but I do need to let those that is on the line know that I'm forever grateful, and I thank God for allowing me to come. He released me to come to the conference, and I thank God. I was so tremendously blessed, and may I give my thank yous to Dr. Johnson. Amen. Lady Betty, she took me brought me from the airport and took me back. She even had my breakfast for me on the way. I can't help but to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus on that great hospitality, and then to be in the home of Mother Johnson. I esteem that a great honor, and thank you so much, Mother Johnson. And then, praise the Lord, Deaconess Gina Hodges. I tell you, she spanned me around. Amen. She was there for every beck and call, and I just want to thank you all so very much. I want to thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer that was on board with us. Amen. For Ambassador Higgins and everyone, I just thank them. Thank you all for amazing grace and all the people that strengthened and surrounded me with love and strength. That's a praise report for me, and I just thank God for my own husband, Dr. Gary Stern, that released me to come, and it was well worth it. I thank and praise God for all that he did for me and provided for me to get there, and I'm just so grateful. I hit my church on tonight, and all they will hear is thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Whenever I go somewhere, I come back with a praise report. Matter of fact, one of my evangelists stopped by the house on yesterday just to see me and to hear, because they saw it all on Facebook, and they were congratulating me. But I give all the glory and honor to God, and I want to say to all of you, thank you so very much for your great hospitality and your love that was extended toward me. I am no one. I'm just a servant being used by God. But for this to come to me in my life at this age, I think that is worth a amen. I run to give God 1,000 praises every day of my life. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
God bless you. Are there another praise report?
This is Deacon Pfeiffer. I want to thank God for Dr. Johnson. He's spending some time with us, and thank you for returning my wife home safely. I just want to thank God for him, and I thank God for prayer line and bless everyone on it. Thank you.
Hey, Deacon Pete, God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless you, Dr. Johnson. And I appreciate every minute I spent with you.
Thank you so much for just blessing us today. All right, Mother Johnson.
Are there another praise report?
Yes, good morning, Mother Johnson. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. I just want to thank God for First Fruit Prayer Line, for Dr. Johnson and Sister Bennett, for you and Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Pfeiffer, who was instrumental in me being a part of this prayer line for these past 5 months. I tell you, I am just so elated, and my heart is touched. I was on the youth prayer line last night. They allowed me to do the prayer, and I was on the blog line, and I'm telling you, I sit here sometimes, and hallelujah, I just break down and cry because I am learning so much, and God has really changed my life since I've been a part of what you all are a part of, and I pray to God that one day I can meet all of you in person, because that's just my heart's desire. Forgive me for crying, but sometimes I just sit here in my house and I just cry, and I just thank God for you all. You all have really blessed my life, and I ask God to just bless you all back.
Oh, God bless you, bless you, bless you. That's the one.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson, go ahead.
God bless you, bless you. I'm sorry, I have another praise report. I forgot Sister Gina Hodges. She helped with that dinner at my house on Sunday afternoon. I don't want to forget her, because she's a woman of God and working every place. So I thank God for Sister Gina. Sister Gina, bless her heart. Or is there another praise report?
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Giving God praise for such a wonderful time in Kansas City. Kansas, it was just a blessing. It was anointing. God moved upon everyone there. And I was just thinking on last night, Deacon Pete was on the blog line, Dr. Johnson, and I was just really thanking God for all, listening to all the thank you, thank you, thank you. And we didn't leave you out there by yourself. You couldn't hear us, but we were right there with you. giving God thanks right along. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right along with you, praising God, hallelujah. Thanking God for such wonderful hospitality in Kansas. You guys will entice us to come back just for the hospitality that you showed us. Sister Gina, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, oh my God, Sister Viola, I believe, Sister Edna. It was just absolutely marvelous. We enjoyed ourselves. And you can tell we were enjoying because when we started eating, the food was delicious and the conversation ceased. So we were enjoying ourselves in the home of Mother Johnson. She just, and looked like, when we were leaving, she hated to see us go. And, you know, you get that, she had that longing look in her eyes like, I wish it was all day. And we just felt the same way because we felt welcome. We felt at home. Praise God. We didn't feel any restraints on us there, but just felt the love of God. And God be the, to God be the glory for all the love that we were shown there, doing the convention and doing the dinner and in Mother Johnson's home. God bless you, and we love you, and there is definitely nothing you can do about it.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Bless you. Hi, sir. Is there another praise report?
Yes, this is Sister Johnson in Texas. I give honor to God on today and to Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and to the entire prayer team. I thank God this morning because God is good. Truly, I do want to let you know that the Lord has done good things for us. He has blessed my husband. My husband has come a long, long way, and I know it's just by the grace of God. I know that it's because of the prayers of the saints. And I want you to know that I'm really so appreciative of the prayers. And I just wish so much that I could have attended the convention. One day I will. I put it out there. One day I will. And it's just good to hear the good reports coming from the saints. I wish I was one in the number. I did call in and ask and request for Dr. Johnson's song to be played. So just a little bit that I could do. I did pray and ask God for the success of it, and I thank him. I know that it came through grand, and I'm asking you all to continue to be blessed in the Lord, continue to remember us, and I just praise God for this vision, Dr. Johnson, that the Lord gave you. Truly, this is a great vision. I do have a good supporting home church, but I tell you, this means so much on the morning to have the prayer. And I just thank God for everything. You all be blessed.
God bless you. God, how many more prayers?
All right, I'm going to have to get the prayer request now, Mother. I'll
yes,
tell you,
God bless you. Back in your hands.
Thank you. You did such a wonderful job. It all kind of comes from you, Mother Johnson. So you raised me and taught me well, and thank you so much for all the things that God has done through you. Amen. I do want to get prayer requests and pray for you before you go. I want anybody who has urgent prayer requests. I guess I do. I really do. I want to ask y'all to do something just for a moment. Everybody on the line, just close your eyes just for a moment. Close your eyes just for a moment. And I want you to be seeing in television, football stadiums, haven't you? You've seen football stadiums. Imagine, I want you to see it full of people from all walks of life everywhere. I want you to see it full. I see it full. And see people praising God like the world has never seen before. They're just going crazy. Just, And then I see some people moving all around the stadium, all around people jumping up and down. Some people, they got their hands up, praising God like never before. Amen. God showed me that vision. We're going to discuss visions here pretty soon. But I want you to see that vision, see how God is moving like never before. And people from all walks of walks of life, thanking God and praising God like never before. Amen. And the whole stadium just sending up praise and raising the level. I don't know. I saw on football game they were trying to send up a noise level. We're not trying to send up a noise level. We're trying to send up a praise level and to pick it up. Amen. And people are praising God everywhere. You see it? You see it? Okay, when you see it, then let's pronounce it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the vision, and thank you for seeing people in stadiums, not just one, but all over the world. People in stadiums praising you like never before. Praise going up like the world has never seen it before. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. The devil doesn't want it to happen. But God, you gave the vision for a reason. We want to thank you for it. Now, I ask you, Lord, you said, how many people shall agree on earth and touch anything that we shall ask? It shall be done for us of the Father. And God, I know I got at least one more agreeing with me.
Yes, Lord.
That this shall come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I'm asking you to use it to produce this through the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention.
Okay.
Hey, I'm asking you to do it in the name of Jesus. You gave us the vision. Let it come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Amen. God, I see it. And Lord, let it happen. And anybody who wants to join me where two or three are gathered together, he'll be in the midst. If you would just say, Lord, let it happen. Just tell me.
Lord, let it happen.
Lord, let it happen.
Lord,
let it happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, let it happen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Let it happen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. The line is up to you. If you have a prayer request, I want to pray on target for you. It's like God's going to let that happen. He'll let your blessing and let your prayer request come to pass. Anybody else?
This is Dr. Pfeiffer. I would like to place Mother Wilson on the prayer line, healing for her legs.
All right. God bless you. You got it. That's fine. All right. Anyone else?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Right. Unspoken. Anyone else?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Johnson, I have a prayer request.
So? All right. Go ahead, Mother.
I have my grandson. They moved him to a place, but he put him out there by himself. He has no guard over him, and he used to do what they tell him to do. And I'm asking you to pray a special prayer. I think in September he has he's going before the board again. And I want you to pray the Lord will deliver him from that state. Bring him home.
Amen. Amen. He's going through a test right now, and I'm praying that God will let him pass that test.
Yeah.
He passed that test. He certainly will come out and come home. Amen. Lord, let him pass that test.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Anyone else with a prayer request? We can take about two or three more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just thank God for another day. We made it to Louisville backstage. Thank God for that. And I just ask y'all to keep being your prayers. Mother Johnson, my grandson, he came home, but they have to go through procedure. He had to go to school and get his GED, and they have to go through a procedure. But he's coming home soon.
God bless you. Bless you.
All right, God bless you.
Mother Digby, I'd like to request prayer for my church mother, Mother Forte. She has psoriasis on her legs. And also I want to request prayer for our Deacon Forte. He has a problem with his back, and Deacon Kirkman has a problem with his back. And I want to request prayer for missionary Barbara Evans. She fell down the stairs. She's doing well, but I want the Lord to bless her to completely heal.
Anybody else have a prayer request before we close it?
Sister Karen Brown, St. Louis, Missouri. I'm requesting prayer for my son, Brandon Davis, my daughter, Maisha, McKinney. They both have serious drinking problems.
Okay.
And praise the Lord again, Pastor John. My daughter, we went to see yesterday. Her nose just continued to bleed. So, it's that.
Your daughter? Right. God bless you. Is anyone on the line who led to pray today? You can pray. The line is open to you.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Glory to God. Amen. We have about 4 minutes for prayer, but God is still a prayer answering God. And we just thank him this morning for even being, for him even waking us up this morning, clothed in our right mind. That's a blessing all by itself. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this morning because in your presence is fullness of joy. And we just want to thank you, oh God, for all the things that you've done up under the heavens this morning for First Fruit Prayer Line. We lift up our leader this morning, oh God. We call on the name of Jesus for the visionary in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Dr. Johnson before you this morning, and oh God, he's a man of vision, and we thank you, oh God, for the things that you're putting his hand to do, and we pray, oh God, that you bless him indeed. We say, oh God, thank you for him introducing us to 1,000 times a day and even more to give you the praise and the glory, to call on the name of Jesus, to say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, let the world catch on in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, for the vision, oh, God, that the stadium that he see in the spirit will come to pass, and it will be full because it's fullness in Christ Jesus and all the other things, the blog line, the First Fruit Prayer Line, God. We thank you for them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, and we lift it up, Lord. We thank you for the man of God, for the third conference, oh God, the convention of the First Fruit Prayer Line, and it was a success, and we come back to thank you this morning, and oh God, this morning we lift up Mother Wilson, oh God, Ambassador Pfeiffer, oh God, have her in her spirit to pray for Mother Wilson, and we lift her up this morning, oh God, because you know everything about her, but God, we lay it at the feet of Jesus, oh God, this morning, that she may be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know it's going to be a praise report, because you have a care and concern about Mother Wilson this morning. Hey, glory to God. Oh, God, this morning, remember, oh, God, Sister Lucille, oh, God, unspoken is spoken unto you. Bless her children, Lord God. And, oh, God, bless her surroundings. Oh, God, it was prophesied on her during the convention that she was going to have a business. And I told her she already have a business. And all she got to do is work it out in the name of Jesus. But bless her this morning. Oh, God, this morning. Remember Mother Johnson, Adelie Johnson, this morning. We just want to thank you for the mother of the nation, Lord. Thank you for Mother Johnson, a woman of wisdom and a woman of virtue. And God, if any woman preach, Mother Johnson is a mother of God that preach and teach the word of God, and she's a walking epistle, and we thank you, oh God, for letting us stay here with us, and being a part of the blessing, oh God, this morning, remember her grandson this morning, oh God, this morning, If any prayer is going to be answered, it's going to be answered because Mother Johnson is laying him on the altar. And God, we know, oh God, as he go before the board, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will put people in his path. Oh God, because you're God of a second chance and more than enough. And we pray, oh God, that you have mercy on him, God, and have mercy on him again and again. And we pray for release, oh God. We ask for deliverance for her grandson, that you deliver him out of the hand of the fowler and put him in the hand of God in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. Oh God, this morning, we thank you again and again. And God, we're going to thank you in advance. Don't wait till the battle is over. We're going to shout now and see the glory of the Lord. A miracle in the courtroom for Mother Johnson's grandson. And Lord, this morning, we pray for Mother Johnson of Indiana. We thank you for her grandson. Oh God, that you brought him out. And you have no respect of sons and daughters. And God, it's only a process, and it's only a test. And God, let him pass the GED. Oh God, for nothing is too hard for you. Open up his knowledge and understanding, and let him study to show himself approved. Name of Jesus, I pray right now for every grandmother and every mother that